It's 8:22. Time to get caught up with Janet this morning. The first real true coffee break of the day for us. Anyway, Janet, the weekend, how was yours?
It was nice.
Did you take in a movie by chance?
I rented a couple of movies. Did okay. The DVD watch.
All right. Doesn't count.
I tried.
From the box office this morning, here's what you missed if you didn't go. Rio. Have you heard of that one?
The cartoon, one of the cartoons?
Well, they don't call them cartoons anymore, my friend.
What
You're
do
living
they call
in
them?
The past. Rio, animated family flick. It's an animation.
There we go.
Okay, cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to show your age. Rio, the big winner over the weekend, and it beat out number two, Scream.
Yeah.
What are they up to? Scream 25 now?
Yeah,
something
like that.
But Rio came in at $40 million for its debut weekend. Scream 4, okay, it opened number 2 at $19.3 million, which is just a fraction of what they did previous sequels, debuting at over $300 million several years back. So they've been knocked down.
They have been.
My opinion, Scream 4, like you did this weekend. It'd be great to get on DVD.
Yeah,
I wouldn't I wouldn't go pay the, estimated $75 now that it costs to go to the movies.
You know, I didn't see a lot of promotion of those movies ahead of time.
Well, Rio has, I mean, they had their big release of advertisements during the Super Bowl, if you remember. Well, no, you probably weren't intrigued by that game.
No.
I mean, it's been around, and they've been hitting it kind of off and on. Yeah, the past week and a half, I've seen some stuff.
Have you? Screen. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, we had the trivia night on Friday night.
I kept meaning to ask Chris Perkins Saturday morning. He kept, during his newscast, talking about the winner.
Had
some live some audio from the winners.
You noticed that wasn't KMZU people?
Yeah, and I never got to ask Chris. So where did we place?
What was it, even 5 or 6? I think
out
six.
Of
13.
Oh,
so right down the middle.
Well, hats off to you. If I had it on, I'd.
Oh, I didn't answer anything correctly. It's all the rest of them.
Well, when I meant you, I meant collectively the team.
Okay.
Congratulations to you guys. Speaking of winners, my weekend a little short, but long.
Okay.
It was one of those that I lost. Total touch with reality, with the world. If it didn't revolve around a big yellow fluorescent ball, I have no idea what happened.
Okay.
Really. The girls kicking off big style softball season.
There you go.
For them, what we here call a traveling team. Others might call it a competitive softball team. But yeah, out of the 11 scheduled games between the two girls, I caught 10 of them.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Saturday, I finally said, look, I got to go. I wish I could. Please text me. Let me know how it goes. But one of the two teams brought home the big trophy.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
So they had a big weekend. Like I said, I have no idea what went on other than softball this weekend. And that's the way it's going to be.
For a long time.
Exactly. This next story would have been very handy, and I hope it kind of takes off.
Okay.
Because it would be great at a softball park.
Conversation starter?
Well, no, to help keep your conversations going and updating grandma and the wife and everything of how the games are going.
Mm-hmm.
You get out and about and your cell phone service, or not your service, but your battery craps out.
Yes.
Right
happened.
When you need it the most. Some students out of Washington, that's a Catholic university, have designed solar-powered picnic tables.
Ooh.
That you scatter about, and while you're sitting there enjoying your lunch or whatever, you can set your cell phone on it and charge it.
What a great idea.
Absolutely. Let's get behind this one.
Yeah.
They are planning to add about 400 more around the area.
I think that's, man, another one.
But
why
again,
didn't I think of that?
In between games. I could be sitting there charging and not fretting the fact that I've got one bar of battery strength left.
Yeah.
Whew.
Oops.
So keep an eye out for that. I doubt if it hits big, but gosh, it sure would be nice.
Yeah.
This week, if by chance you've got some extra extra vacation days. See, I almost didn't know what to call it because I don't even know what that is anymore. What is a vacation? If you've got some extra vacation days and you can get out right now, this is National Park Week.
Yay.
Free.
Wow.
National Park Week. So if you're planning to head off to one of the bigger ones, such as Yellowstone or Yosemite, Rocky Mountain National Park out of Colorado, those are a few of the national parks that will let you in for free all week long.
Pack now, up the kids. Time to go for freebies.
There you go. Now, if by chance you can't make it this week, they'll plan to do another freebie coming up in June 21st.
Even during the summertime.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. No sniffing.
Sniffing what?
No sniffing without a warrant. I'm surprised this hasn't come up before. There's a ruling out of the Florida Supreme Court. Justices say police must get a warrant before a canine cop can do a sniff test.
Wow.
At the front door of a home.
Wow.
The front door of the home. That comes out of a case back in 2006 where a drug-sniffing dog on a tip led officers there and then later arrested the resident and seized pot.
Wow.
So, what
I mean, that's going to change the game plan for a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now that guy walking in front of my house every day, I'm on to you. You're not going to find anything here, but walk on the other side of the street. Unless you got a warrant.
That's right.